and I deprive myself of social interaction. I say, okay, I must stay at home. Maybe I'm sick, or I take on my husband, or whatever it is. And the thing about it is that when you're at a certain position, you don't see what the other person is seeing, because you have never been in that position before.
Yep.
You have never experienced it before. So I think experience will really help to deal with temptation. It really helped me lah, to be because I love to have fun, I love to play. So it really helped me because I have done it already.
Mm.
So then it helped me to kind of like, oh, okay, you know, it's out of my system. I'm not thirsty anymore,
yep.
Right? The second one, I think how to deal with temptation is basically when you are very clear and sure about what is it that you are here to do.
Mm.
Does it make sense? I saw this quote somewhere one day on social media. It said that what you have to do is decide what you want, and then find out what sacrifices you need to make to get there, and then decide if you're willing to make those sacrifices.
Mm.
Because there will be sacrifices, and some of the sacrifices will be resisting temptation, such as staying up. Okay, because maybe the temptation for Anne will be different.
Mm.
But for me, it's
oh, my
like,
temptation now. What is my temptation?
More money, more power. I mean, not no, that you are tempted, but the things come. You get what I mean?
Oh, that's a test. So I don't call that temptation. I think temptation for me now actually is more like...
Then what would you say is a temptation?
Like, for me
how
right
would you
now,
define temptation?
Temptation is something that I want more.
Ah, like makes you want to kind of like, should I go for
yeah.
it?
I'm actually never want power and fame and famous and all this.
Yeah, I know. But whether it's somehow
God,
it just comes to you.
Yeah,
it's
God
not,
just make the way to make me to have to deliver that. You know, I never feel like I born and like, oh, one day I want to be famous.
Oh my God.
That. No. I really just want to be like last night when we have a live stream in the Ikigai. Mm. That's exactly what Douglas say. It's like I have a fantasy life that I just want to be a normal person.
Who?
Douglas.
Douglas himself?
He say me.
Oh.
He say that's what I used to have.
But that is what I realized, you know, the people who,
I just want a normal life.
The people who don't want power are the people who are the best suitable to handle it. Because it doesn't go up here.
Yeah, I don't.
It doesn't make you go like, I want more, I want more, I want more. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody wants power and they get it, they're like, oh, how can I get more? Does it make sense?
Yeah. I don't even, I like... I can't wait for my leader team, which is my people under
to
me,
to take over. Oh, leader team, if you're watching this, which I'm sure you will at some point in time, she's waiting for you guys.
I'm waiting for them to grow up and take
I'm
over.
I'm sure they are like feeling stressed. So I can envision a few of the earth signs. They're like, what do you mean it's not enough? Maybe I have a bit of a heart attack right now.
Yeah. I think temptation now for me is the growing part.
Say more, what do you mean?
Yeah, it's like I feel like I don't grow enough and I want to grow more and I want to grow faster. But just is for myself selfishly.
But why and is that okay?
That's a temptation because that will affect my personal life.
It takes time and energy away from other things that
correct.
You should be doing.
Also will take me away from
your business.
Friend, business, from people under me, and even for my loved one.
I get what you mean. Like
because they almost cannot understand what I'm talking already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you only have 24 hours a day. And
yeah.
You have this limited amount of energy. If you want to put more into learning new things just for yourself.
Yeah.
Then you have no time for other things.
Correct. So okay. That is the temptation every day I have to deal with myself over people around me.
Should I keep this energy and time for myself?
Yeah.
Or should I give it to something that I know should be done?
Because let's book it this way, right? Let's book at the scientist level or people who go to Nobel level.
Mm.
They have to sacrifice their time with family and public.
No,
and
they're 24/7 is they're obsessed with what they're doing.
Correct, right? So that's what I'm trying to say. Like if I really
you cannot become obsessed. So
yeah,
you're consistently telling yourself,
you need
1 hour done.
Yeah, 2 hours a day, you learn that's enough, stop, right? Because every day if I don't learning, I will start beat myself up as, why are you so stupid? Like, why are you lazy today?
But if you learn, like, and then you take all your time away from your loved ones, you also beat yourself up. Oh, I didn't spend
yeah,
time.
Yeah, correct.
It's a never-ending cycle.
But the temptation of feeling one be better and always want to be improved is driving me nuts.
It's strong for her.
Yeah.
This is the difference between temptation for somebody who is not playful and serious.
Yeah, I'm boring.
And somebody who's very playful and serious. My temptation is always like, should I do one more drink? Especially if the place is fun. Should I do one more drink? Should I stay for another hour? I think that what has helped me to deal with the temptation is just... Okay, that's why I say that you cannot be thirsty. Mm. When I mean thirsty, I don't mean just for men or women or whatever.
Yep.
I mean thirsty in terms of whether for power or learning or greed or whatever. The moment you are thirsty, right, you make silly decisions because my mind becomes clouded.
Mm.
But so if let's say I have been staying at home for a long time, I didn't go out, and I deprive myself of social interaction, I say, okay, I must stay at home, maybe I'm sick, or I take on my husband, or whatever it is, the moment I go out, it's like I will stay until very, very late. Because I'm so thirsty for that social interaction, right?
Mm.
That it clouds my brain and I cannot make a wise decision. Doesn't make sense.
Mm.
So even for things like that, that's why it's important to engage in it once in a while. Like for you, you have like an hour or two, but you kind of do a little bit.
But sometimes I overrun, right? Even like teaching. I'm supposed to teach 3 hours, but I always teach like 6 hours, 7, 8 hours. And sometimes I forget to eat lunch, even forget to eat breakfast, even forget that I have a daughter that need to eat lunch. And I need to call someone to buy a lunch for her, since I'm in the middle of teaching or something, right?
You just forgot.
Yeah, that's with people. It's nothing what you do good thing for the world. You teach people, you help people. No, it's still temptation of want to be good and want to be best of myself.
Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.